Hello and welcome to Just Some Reviews. This is the review podcast released after posting the finale episode of a video game series we've been playing on youtube.com/@justsomedudesofficial. My name is Jake, joined by Skylar, and today we're talking about Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown. Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown was released on January 15th, 2024. And just a quick synopsis of the game, pulled this from the PlayStation Store. Enter a mythological Persia-inspired world in the grip of a corrupting curse. Boasting a striking, stylish new aesthetic, like this thrilling action-adventure introduces a brand new prince. As sword-wielding prodigy Sargon, you'll combine acrobatic combat with extraordinary time powers and super abilities to navigate diverse biomes filled with time-corrupted enemies and mythological beasts. It's time to write a new legend.
Yeah.
Pretty sick.
It was cool.
So, we'll start this a little bit with the history with the Prince of Persia series. Have you played any other Prince of Persia game? Seen a movie?
Absolutely not.
I think they've only made the one movie. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I don't think I've seen the movie. I haven't played any of the previous games that I know of.
Yeah, my only history with this is I played this game back in December?
It was something like that.
Is that when I played it?
Yeah, you played it a few months before I did.
Yeah, I just needed something with... I was kind of burnt out on games. I just needed something gameplay to play, and this is what I picked.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, dare I say, a good choice.
Mm-hmm. It was a good game.
Yeah, then I had to show it to Skylar. Yeah. So, story of the game, basically. A lot of time shenanigans.
A lot of time.
Jabroni Boy.
What's the name?
What name? This is the Lost Crown.
Is it not?
No, Sands of Time is different.
Oh, man. Jeez, I'm out of it.
You fool. You have this team of people that you work with, and then one of them, Varum.
Yeah, Varum.
Varum.
Mm-hmm.
Varum, he kills the prince, and you're like, what the heck? And then you fight him like five more times. But there's like all this weird stuff of, you know, like, you run into your old team and they're like, where have you been? It's been like 3 years. You're like, I've been here for like 20 minutes. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
A lot of shenanigans. So with this, was there anything that stuck out to you with the story? Or anything that maybe they should have done a little bit more with? Maybe something different?
I mean, not necessarily. It was... It seemed like a pretty basic story, in my opinion. It had some cool little twists. Like, I liked the twist that Varum was actually the villain and whatnot, but it was pretty obvious that there was more to it. You just didn't really know who was going to pop up and be like, hey, I'm the actual guy here. We're going to fight. But I really liked it. It wasn't bad, because the prince was kidnapped by Anita at first, before Varum killed him.
You thought Anita was the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
But then it was Varum.
Yeah.
You're like, what the heck?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of agree. First time I played the game, I didn't pay attention to the story a bit. It's what I call a podcast game.
Right.
Where I had my headphones in, listening to a podcast, and I'm just playing the game. I'm not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
So all this like time shenanigans stuff and everything, I had no idea the first time going around. So when you're playing it and I'm watching, I'm like, oh, there's time shenanigans going around. All right. I just kind of thought that everybody just turned on Sargon. And so the gameplay, very Celeste style.
Yes.
With the parkour nature of it, especially of getting from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you like that?
Oh, man. If I wouldn't have played Celeste before I played this game, I wouldn't have. It would have took me a lot longer on some of those sections because Celeste taught me how to get through a lot of that. When to time my double jumps, the dashing, all that crap. But I enjoyed the parkour a lot more than I did the fighting part of the game.
I was getting to... Because there were some parts where I was like, Scott, this is hard to watch. And I was starting to think, I was like, am I just going to like do all the parkour stuff and then you can do the boss fights? It's like, this is rough. But you got through it.
I did it.
Yeah. Just took a while, but
I'm just slower than you on that.
And then we get to the game specific stuff of the different time powers that you had. Mm-hmm. So I thought we'd go through them, kind of talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was the Rush of the Submerge, or Submerg, whatever.
Submerg.
This was the dash ability. Lets you jump and go through.
Yeah.
Pretty standard, I think, for these types of platform games. Shadow of the Submerg. This was your, what we just kept calling your Shadow Man ability.
Mm-hmm.
Press the button, you leave a person over here. You leave your Shadow Man over here, then... You go over here to do something, and then you come back. And I think was a cool ability, especially for like puzzles and stuff like that. Puzzles.
Hated it in the boss fights. Hated using that in boss
fights. Yeah, I had to keep reminding you. It's like, all right, Shadow Man. And then the next one you got was the Dimensional Claw. This was the one that allowed you to open up a portal. I feel like the main thing with this was just to pick up those...
Purple exploding balls,
and then you could throw them at walls.
Yeah.
So, I know that you could use these in boss battles and stuff, and I know you did with the arrow guy.
Mm-hmm.
But this was kind of more of just like, hey, now you can open up places on the map, which I guess is cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it worked.
Clairvoyance. This was where you could... You pressed whatever button, and it made the transparent platforms physical, and you could go back and forth. Surprisingly, you did pretty good with this. I thought, like, oh, man, like, we're going with... We already have the platforming that's so difficult with you. Now we have to add on this extra thing of, like, all right, I need to do this, and I need to press this button to do this.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, you did very good.
Hey, sometimes I can get it, man.
And then the gravity wings. This is what everybody's waiting for with these types of games.
Give me that double jump.
The double jump. Kind of an overall move. Kind of surprised that they waited this long to... Like, this is...
They waited a long time to give you that.
What, like, you maybe had like three bosses left, and you just got the double jump. Which I think is a... shows that they thought, was like, hey, these other abilities, you need them more. Don't worry about that double jump. Then you got the Fabric of Time, which was the grapple hook. Pretty cool.
Mm.
Spider-Maning around caverns.
Yeah, I always like getting grapple hooks.
And now we're going to get to the main bosses. This, I thought it would be funny for you to... Because, especially some of these bosses, they gave you a hard time. And I know that you have feelings about them. And I thought it would be fun to have a... to give a one word how you feel about this boss. And then you could go further in if you want. But, you know, just off the top of your head, one word. How did this boss make you feel? And how do you feel about it weeks later? So first you had General... Uvishka.
Hmm.
This was the very beginning of the game, like the tutorial boss.
Right.
How do you make you feel?
One
word.
Unforgettable.
Wow. It made you feel unforgettable.
Actually, or he's unforgettable? Let me take that back. All right, he is very forgettable.
Okay. that gets into what I was asking. Yes. It's like, are you saying that you're unforgettable, or he? Because
his first name popped up.
I had to Google. I was like, who the hell is General? It's like, oh, the tutorial guy.
Yes. Yeah. Don't remember him very well. I do remember him, but not very much.
Tutorial boss. You know.
Yeah.
You gotta fight him. Then we have Yahandar. This was the boss in the Colosseum area. He had the poison tail. How do you make you feel?
Easy. Didn't touch me.
I said one word.
No, no.
He touched you very... We have evidence of... Made a whole TikTok about it. So easy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we had Kiana, the Forest Queen. This was the lady with her dog thing. I think this was the first boss with the Shadow Man.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to keep reminding you.
Tough.
Yeah. Okay. She was cool boss, though. And yeah, then at the end, the dog was cool.
Yeah.
He was like, ah, thank you.
Yeah, he's like, you saved me.
She was abusive. and then we have Azdaha. Mm-hmm. This was the giant snake. One word.
Formidable.
This was a tough one.
Yeah.
This was a tough one.
He was very tough.
Was it this one or the last one? No, I think it was the last one where it was like, are we going to have to lower the difficulty?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, giant snake, that was a... Because this was also the one with the bombs that would come down. Yes. And we just had no idea what to do with it for forever. Yes.
That's where we had to level up.
Was it at?
Mm-hmm. Because I was barely doing any damage.
No, not this one. That's the next one.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay.
Yeah. That was the next one, which is Monolias. This is, well, there I have it written down. First time I had to level you up. This was a Hawkeye, basically.
Yeah,
a Hawkeye. One word. How to make it feel.
Fun. It was a fun fight.
Okay. Before I leveled you up or after?
Either way.
Yeah, I get you only did the first try or whatever. And I was like, all right, we're going to end it here. I'll level you up.
Yeah.
The next, O-Rod. Tough guy on the boat. One word.
Bitch.
Yeah, you had a lot of strong feelings about this
motherfucker.
One.
He can go to hell.
So next we had Varum. So this is technically the second time that you fought him, because the first time was a scripted death that you had to get him to a certain point, but you would still lose either way.
Yeah.
But this is the second time that you fought him. This was a cool fight because this was where present you and past you were fighting at the same time.
Yes, it was fun.
One word.
Right.
One word. Yeah, then you can talk about it.
Asshole.
Ooh.
He was a prick. It was a tough fight. Hated his stupid ass teleporting move. Oh, don't even get me started on the freaking... Where he has all the lines pop up on the screen. If it hits you, he...
Don't touch it. No touchy.
I was just glad it was over.
And then we have King Darius. The note I have here is the second time I had to level you up.
Mm-hmm.
One word.
Also fun.
Okay.
It wasn't a bad fight at all.
No. Especially the... After I leveled you up, because this was another, like, you fought him once.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got, like, maybe like a third of his health down. You did pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But then I knew that this was, like, the second to last boss. I was like, okay, I'm going to level you up again. And I leveled him up, like, pretty much all the way of, like, we're about to beat this game. So there's no sense in just, like, all right, I'm just going to level you up a couple of times. And
right, yeah.
King Darius, Varum's dead. What?
Mm-hmm.
He was killed by the lady. And then the final boss, Varum, the first immortal, the final Varum encounter, the for real this time fight.
Mm-hmm.
One word.
It was cool.
Yeah.
Hated the multiple bars popping up. I hate multiple bar boss fights.
Multiple phases?
Yes.
That popped up. I was like, ooh, there actually is one.
Yeah.
I forgot about this.
But it was still a really cool fight. I didn't mind it.
I think with this, though, is that, like, even though it is, like, multiple phases, I do think the health bar goes down really fast. Yeah, to where
it does.
I think essentially you're just fighting in one, because I'd say this is probably the least annoying.
Yeah, no, it was one of the easiest fights.
But you made, like, one hit, and I was like, oh, dang, did I, like, level you up too much?
Like, the health bar went, like...
But then once the other one popped up, I was like, oh, yeah, there's a multiple one. So that was all the main bosses. I didn't put all the side bosses. There's stuff of, like, you fought that bull at one point. I accidentally fought something for you.
You what?
Nothing. It was just a side thing. There's also something that we didn't look into, but... I can't remember if it's a side quest or if it's just things that you run into of you're like fighting other Sargons and stuff. I don't know what the story is with all that and stuff, but I think you fought him a couple of times.
Yeah, no, I did fight a replica of Sargon.
But it's like a weird timeline. Like, these are probably the Sargons that they're all pissed about. Of like, oh, you betrayed us. It's like, I didn't do anything.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my other timeline.
You know, you're probably right. Didn't think about that.
And so then we get into criticisms. Not really super negative or anything, but is there anything you didn't like or things you thought that, hey, if we do another one of these, let's maybe look into doing this?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's a bad game at all. I'm not really into, Metroidvanias too much, I guess, necessarily.
Come on.
It depends on the game.
Come on.
But, and then also, you know, me and Souls like bosses. I just freaking, I can't, my adrenaline goes crazy with these things.
Well,
but
that's why we have you on sticks.
It's just personal criticisms, my own opinions, but the game itself, I don't really have anything negative to say about it.
And then let's talk a little bit about the future. Ubisoft, we don't know if they're gonna be here in a couple of weeks, but let's say with Prince of Persia, this being both of our first Prince of Persia games, would you like to see another 2D side-scroller with all this parkour, traversal stuff?
I think they would be better off doing... Because I think their previous one was a 3D, wasn't it?
I had looked this up at one point, because the last Prince of Persia game was like 2011 or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Because they are right now... again, will Ubisoft make it this far? Who knows?
Yeah, we'll see.
Because they are doing the remake of Sands of Time, which is like the one that everybody talks about.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this is the Prince of Persia game.
Yeah.
That was like, was it like originally supposed to be Assassin's Creed? And then they switched it to Prince of Persia? Or they were making a Prince of Persia game and then it turned into Assassin's Creed? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even with your critiques of this game and everything, you think Sands of Time remake, you think it's got the sauce?
Sands of Time remake? Yeah.
Okay.
I'd play it. I always heard good things about it. I'm pretty sure I played it, but it's just been so long. I was a kid. Really young kid.
I mean, it probably came out like... I mean, it would have been pre-Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
It's like 05-ish.
Because I know it had a cool mechanic where you rewind time if you screwed up or something. And
like with Sands? The Sands of Time? Oh my god! Because
he grabs hands full of sand and it takes him...
throws it up in the air. It's like a magician throwing down the smoke pellet. All right, well, but, yeah. Anything else?
No, you got anything to add?
Yes, if you happen to stumble across the review and haven't heard of us before and want to watch us play through Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown, we are Just Some Dudes, and we upload videos on our YouTube channel at Just Some Dudes Official every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We've been uploading episodes of our playthrough of Prince of Persia on Wednesdays, and starting next Wednesday, we will begin uploading our playthrough of Assassin's Creed Shadows. Currently, we are also uploading episodes of our Split Fiction playthrough on Mondays, and episodes of our Indiana Jones and the Great Circle playthrough on Fridays. There are links in the description for our different social media channels, including TikTok, where we upload funny clips from our videos, and our website that acts as a central hub for all of our content. This has been another episode of Just Some Reviews, and we'll see you all next time.
Goodbye.